K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, this is Chris. How you doing?
Right, it's Chris.
Hey, Chris. What's happening, man?
I have a little bit of a predicament.
Uh-oh.
Predicament. What is it?
Yeah, indeed. So I've been going to this cafe for a little while, and there was a really, really cute girl behind the counter. She's a barista. We've just been chit-chatting for a while, and finally I like mustered up the courage to ask her out for dinner. And we went out to dinner, and it was pretty awesome. I mean, it was probably, you know, one of the best dates I've ever had. Mm. And at the, you know, it was sort of a thing where it was like, you know, I really wanted to do this again. And now when I go to the cafe and I see her, she avoids me. She's always saying that she has to go on break, and I can't get like any sort of response out of her. I've texted her and I've tried to like connect, but it's not landing. And I'm not quite sure what happened, because I thought we had an excellent time, you know.
Bunch of nothing. Is the barista, is that the person who draws in drinks?
Yeah. Well,
because okay. I just drink straight black coffee.
Yeah.
So I'm asking. Draws like flowers in there.
Yeah. It's just a fancy name. That's it.
Okay. All right. Easy enough. Well, that sounds weird, man. Well, okay. Here's what we'll do. We're going to grab her phone number off the air. We'll give her a call, see if we can figure out what's going on. Okay.
Okay. Cool.
Did you say her name?
Oh, yeah. It's Mindy.
Okay. Mindy? All right. Yeah. We need that. All right. Hold on. All right.
Okay.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Chris, where'd you guys go to eat?
Oh, we went to Chewy's at Austin Landing.
Oh, my God, Chewy's.
We were just talking about that today. That jalapeno ranch dip.
That is the best.
Get you going.
It does. It fires you up a little bit.
Yeah, it does.
All right, well, hold on a second here. We're going to finish dialing her number. We'll see if we can get her on the phone, figure out what's going on for you. All right, ma'am?
Okay, sounds good.
Hold on, Chris.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Mindy?
Yes, this is Mindy.
Hi, Mindy. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. How are you, Fry?
I'm excellent. Hi, Mindy.
She's like, who is this?
What is going on?
It's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.
Oh, my gosh. Hi.
Hi. Everything all right over there?
Yes, I'm doing well today. How are you guys?
Are you at work?
No, I'm not. I'm at home.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Well, we're calling on behalf of somebody who's pretty smitten with you and your barista moves.
Right?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a call from Chris. He asked for our help to figure out what's going on. I guess every time he comes into the cafe to see you now, you just kind of disappear, go on break, can't seem to get anything out of you, and he thought you guys had a little something going.
What's up?
Yeah, I mean, Chris is... He's really hot.
Good.
And, we had a really great date, but I can't see him anymore.
Did he do something to hurt your feelings, or what happened?
No, he didn't do anything. He's a really great guy. It was more me.
Well,
what?
Well, sure. He was very kind of, he was sad.
Yeah, he was, because he really, really does like you. What happened?
I'm too embarrassed to even talk about it.
It's just between us.
Yeah, nobody else will know.
And nobody can see you. You're on the phone.
Yeah.
Okay. What happened?
Okay. You guys are going to laugh at me. But, okay, so we had a really great time at Chewy's.
Yeah.
And we were there for a really, really long time just talking. And we had a bunch of drinks. And we had a lot of food, and I really like Mexican food, but sometimes it doesn't agree with me, if that makes sense.
Oh, total.
Yeah. I mean, weird. I think that happens to just about everybody.
Yes, ma'am. I think so.
Yeah.
Well, so what?
I had to keep getting up to go to the bathroom to pass gas.
All right.
Well,
I could tell that he was getting upset, but I wanted to stay and talk to him and not give him, you know, the impression that I wasn't having a good time.
Okay.
And then, I thought that I could let one out at the table, and I actually ended up pooping my pants.
Yes.
Oh, Mindy.
That is awesome.
Fry has been there and done that.
I swear to God, I've done the same thing.
Oh, no. What happened?
No. So I got her to go to the bathroom just to make sure. And sure enough, I had.
The old safety wipe. Yep.
I was so afraid that he would, like, know or something. So I snuck out and I went over to Kohl's. And
okay,
I bought
I'm
a
so
new
sorry.
Pair
I
of
had
pants.
No idea. None of this was happening right now.
Oh.
I had no idea.
Is that Chris?
Yeah, that's him.
Hi, this is so embarrassing.
So what'd you do, Mindy?
Yeah, what happened, Mindy?
What'd you do?
Okay, so I went over to Kohl's and I bought a new pair of pants and came back. That's why I was gone so long.
The emergency run. Well, at least Kohl's was closed.
To be honest, I was confused why you kept on going to the bathroom, and I thought you had left the restaurant at that point. And I was like,
"Well, that's because
okay,
I
guess this is." I was sitting there for probably about 20 minutes. And
oh,
I was like,
no.
Poor guy. Hey, Mindy, so you went and got new drawers. What'd you do with the remnants of the Chewies ones?
Well, they're my favorite pants, so I hid them in the plants outside the restaurant.
Ah! Hold on.
I went back and got them the next day.
Okay, I was meaning like, did you throw them away? Did you burn them sort of thing? But you hid them.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that was totally not what I meant. I wondered if you threw them away at Kohl's or what. So, okay.
Oh.
I wanted those jeans back, so I hid them and went back the next day.
Oh, my God.
Did they clean up?
Oh, yeah, they're fine.
Oh. Now, Chris, you're hearing this, right?
Yeah. That's pretty crazy, but I mean, I thought we were having a good time, and at the end I was like, oh, maybe she didn't have a good time, maybe, but I guess that explains why you were huffing out to the bathroom.
Yeah,
I thought you were trying to text
I had a really great time with you, and I really liked you. It just, you know, that Mexican food just did not agree with me.
Hey, Fry, let's set him up without Mexican.
Okay, we'll send you, like, Italian or something. How's that?
Well, it's a dinner's on us if you guys go out again.
Yeah. If,
I'm down
if you agree,
to it, obviously,
Mindy.
You are, even though you know that I pooped my pants on our first date.
I mean, that's not necessarily the most appealing thing, but you are a really great person, so I can, you know, I will just avoid Mexican from now on, I guess.
Okay.
All right then.
So you guys are going out again?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yay! We got to hear a follow up on this one. What happens the second time?
For sure. So Mindy, when you bought pants, did you try and buy pants that were close to what you were wearing then? Because obviously he didn't notice you came back in different drawers.
Well, yeah. I mean, I tried to get the same color jeans and everything, and they ended up being really expensive, and they didn't even fit me that well.
Oh, well, at least you got your old ones back.
Yeah, this is true.
Ew.
In the planner, I'm gonna look outside Chewy's next time.
Oh, gross! No, don't
see if anybody else did what Mindy did. Well, great, you guys. Just happy that you're going out on a second date.
Yeah, good luck to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.